when you get naturalized, you get a folder that has the U.S. Constitution and then like the Declaration of Independence. And there's a message from whoever's the current president. So I had one that said, message from President Biden. And it starts off with my fellow American. And I started crying. It's been 15 years. And hearing like my fellow American, that was insane. My name is Aura Garduño. And I'm a dual citizen of Mexico and the U.S. as of December 19th. So for the longest time, my parents never wanted me to know our legal situation. My dad has never wanted me to live in fear of anything. As much as I have tried to assimilate, as much as I have tried to do everything I can, like in my power to blend in perfectly with the crowd, I guess, there will always be something that separates me, or always was something that separated me. But I focus on history. Like I focused on like American knowledge, the English language in particular, just because I wanted to make sure that all the normal things that perhaps would have made someone, I guess, identifiable would not be applied to me. So when people think of an immigrant, they would think of an accent maybe. So I tried to do everything I could in my power to not create an accent. Even if people don't want me here, Florida's my home. We have a restaurant.
Hi guys. Are we eating in or to go?
This is my family restaurant. It's called Casa del Taco. This is our first and only restaurant, so it's quite an experience we've gone through. I either help out with serving, or in the case of like English, like language barriers, I also help out with my parents with like the administrative side. Currently, I am having the great American experience of job searching. When I visited the State Department last year and I talked to some of the interns and some of the workers there, I had told them, I was like, hey, this is my situation. This is what I want. Like, how do I do this? And they're like, oh yeah, you're not getting anywhere without that citizenship. Now I feel like the world's my oyster. I just want everything new. I got new hair. I will hopefully be getting some sort of new government job. My parents are trying to own a house. I am moved into my first apartment. I want to have roots here so that I can continue building with more stability now and with more security. I feel entirely at home in Florida. The work I do goes to go into the community and like anything that I can to try to help the state. If anything, I've actually been really upset at some of the orgs I used to work at that have pulled out of Florida because this is my home. And I'm like, why are you looking at us like a lost cause? Florida is my home, and feelings of uneasiness from the past have thankfully faded away. I've worked almost a decade in politics and government to the extent I'm allowed to, considering I wasn't a citizen before that. But me registering to vote, I cannot begin to explain to you the feeling of, wow, this is, I get to put something towards that. When before I would have to say to people that when I would be canvassing and I have to tell people like, hey, I can't vote. Vote for me. Be my voice. I have a voice now. That's insane.